Alpha, I think I caught Pacific. This is Mike X-Ray, and my name is Roger. I'm mobile in Anderson.
It's prefix, Charlie Sierra Alpha, it's Whiskey 1, India Mike X-Ray, W1IMX, name is Doc, and we're coming out of Townville, headed for Anderson.
Good morning to you, this is November, this is the prefix, it's 5CFA, and I'm on errands here in Anderson, so was kind of monitoring 6-1. Heard your call. Glad to meet up with you this morning.
Out getting some errands run. Got to try and pick up decent clothes for a shindig this evening.
We have one of those things to attend tonight as well.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be dry today, but we're getting a little bit of sprinkles out here on the way in. I guess we've had about 3 inches of rain over the last 4 or 5 days, but we sure need it.
Exactly right. I have 3 2/10 in my rain gauge this morning. So, but as you said, we were at the point where we were needing it pretty badly.
They're saying on the news that we're right on the edge of a class 2 drought area, so whatever that means. But anyway, I guess we're supposed to get some more rain over the next week, so that should help some. Things are greening up a little bit around the house.
Yeah, that should help quite a bit. But, towards bringing the water tables up some. But yeah, I've run into the sprinkles myself now here. I just crossed over to buy a duck here at the farmer's market in Anderson.
Yeah, well, we're headed for Clemson Boulevard. I'm not looking forward to that, but hopefully we'll be able to take care of everything we need in one stop and be done with it and get home. But yeah, my wife's been talking about going to the jockey lot, look for some stuff that she needs. But yeah, we finally moved down here permanently a little over a year ago, and actually, I haven't been, I don't think I've been anywhere near the jockey lot in the last 15 or 20 years. But, she's looking for a new leash for the dog, and that's where she got the last one.
Well, I have probably been 15 or 20 years since I've been out towards, I probably went by there, but it's been 15 or 20 years since I stopped and went in there, maybe longer. It was always just too crowded for me. Too crowded, but they have a lot of good stuff. If you find the right vendor, you can find just about anything you need out there.
Yeah, I married a gal from Anderson, and we've been living up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Virginia for the last 40-odd years, and after she retired, we finally decided to get out of Dodge and build a house on a property we had on the lake, so we're down here to stay now.
Hey, I'm getting here in what may be a bad spot, but I heard everything you said. I have a friend that we were in the Army together. He's there in Alexandria. He has to go to the Pentagon occasionally, but he retired out of the Army. Spent most of his time in the Pentagon, and then he got to working for the DOD, and again, spends most of his time going to the Pentagon. Of course, he's been working from home quite a bit since COVID came along.
I had a friend of mine that was, he was a retired warrant officer, and he was working contract for the same company I was, and I know since we left, he's been moving around, and last I heard, he was working back for the Pentagon again. So, I did my 20 the hard way, 3 in and 17 out, and spent the next 50 years in civil service.
Doc, I'm arrived at one of my stops here. I'm going to jump out and be right back in less than a minute. It's 5CSA.
What's your name, but we'll be on the road for another 15 minutes or so. And 5CSA, W1IMX.
SA Mobile again.
Nick, nothing's changed since you left.
Had to drop a document in the mail slot for my wife. Here at her workplace, so it didn't take long. But yeah, you say 50 years in civil service, so what kind of work did you do there, over?
30 years staff, almost 20 years contract. I worked with the CIA for 30 years, and then when I retired, went to work for a couple of Beltway bandits around the D.C. area for another 17-odd years.
That sounds like an interesting, life in civil service. Certainly when you say CIA, people have all kinds of questions, of course. Then you can't tell them anything, right?
Basically, it was a job, not an adventure, but, beat 9 to 5, and, never had a job where I had to deal with the public, which was fine with me.
Sometimes that gets to be a little bit stressful. So after I got back from, Germany in 81, I went to work over here at, a place that weaves high performance and fiberglass fabrics, and just basically textiles, but you wouldn't most of the stuff you wouldn't wear. But when the Gulf War took off, we wove a ton, millions, literally millions of yards of material for vests and helmets. So we do a lot of stuff that goes eventually ends up in PX-rated contracts for the military.
Yeah, I floated some resumes around here before I retired, and usually generated more questions than I got answers, so I kind of gave up on that. Just waited until the wife retired and decided to head on down here.
Well, I'm glad you did. It's always nice to meet up with a new ham from other parts of the country and chat. But all my life except for the 3 years in the military and then the first year of my life, we lived in Abbeville, South Carolina, which is not, 35 miles down the down east a bit, but most of it's been right here, and most of it's been working here in the same place since 81, and I'm still working.
I can't say that. Started out in Boston, and then we moved to California when I was about 10, and grew up out there. I spent about, 3 years, 3.5 years in the military, and after that, I ended up in Washington, D.C. area for working out of the Washington, D.C. area anyway for about 50-odd years. But I've been coming down here for over 50 years. One of the guys I work with was medically retired, lived here in Anderson, and I've been coming down here since 1970. And bought a piece of property on the lake in 79. And kind of sat on it, really didn't do anything with it for 40-odd years. And then the wife decided it was time to go home, so we built a place on the property. And that's where we're at now, but we're both retired, so don't have to punch a clock or keep track of what we're doing where. And it's kind of enjoyable.
Say, mobile. She bears in these spots where it's a little bit rough, but I think you can hear me okay. But yeah, that's great. Retirement's wonderful. I'm happy for both of you. And I know you know the way you're talking about it. And up there on the lake is a great place to be. Imagine with the drought, it maybe looks a little low, but I think they've been keeping it pretty full this year, haven't they?
Yeah, the lake's down a little bit where we're at now, but spent the better part of 50 years in a quarter-acre lot in a subdivision, and all you could see out the back porch was four back porches, and now we got an 8.5-acre backyard and deer running around every day, so it's a lot more enjoyable, a lot less stressful. The only thing I don't like is it's a 10-mile round trip just to get to the main road, so yeah, as a matter of fact, I just turned over 20,000 miles on the truck this morning.
Much better view than all those four back porches. Of course, I live in a subdivision myself, but it's a little bit more space than that. The back of my lot is all wooded, so anything on the back side of me, I don't see. I don't see anything back there. I know they're back there, but I don't see them. I just pretend I've got a big pile of woods back there. But yeah, it's always nice to get out towards the towards nature a bit.
Yeah, we're definitely out in the boonies. I think there's three houses on the street, and we can see one of them. And then we have a mobile home on the other end of our property that we put in about 10 years ago just so we'd have a crash pad when we came down here.
I understand that. So a good way to go since you weren't ready to build yet. Well, that's good. Sounds like a pretty nice little place in the world to live. And looks like y'all worked long enough together there to get there, and hope you get to enjoy it for quite a while.
At Christmas, we actually moved into the house on the 5th of December last year. Supposed to have been in July, but between the stuff not being delivered on time, supply chain problems, and problems with the builder, it dragged snagged a few months. Luckily, we had the trailer to move into until they got finished.
Very fortunate, because as you say, there's all kind of delays have been inherent since COVID, and we're searching for people. Most everybody is searching for people, and kind of sit back and say, well, we had people before. Where did they go? So have they been abducted or something? So we literally have 15 openings right now. So we're holding a walk-in interview, I think next week, to see what anybody we can come up with.
Yeah, I'd get a little antsy after I retired, but my wife was an independent contractor for about 36 years, and, I'd get the urge to, maybe find a part-time job or something like that, and she'd come home with another horror story and decided it was something for another day. Well, I have arrived at my destination, so I will let you go. I got to run in here and see if I can find some duds for this evening. Never did catch the name, and we'll catch you later. N5CSA, W1IMX. Good morning.
N5CSA, the name is Roger, and perfect timing. I've arrived at my spot, too. Have a great day. Pleasure meeting up with you, Doc. Take care. N5CSA, mobile clear.